The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan faces Florida on Saturday in Arlington, Texas at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Jim, going back yesterday when you were talking about captaincies and Mike McCray, I was kind of curious, what have you seen maturity-wise for Mike in 2015, you know, since you got there in 2015 with, I mean, he's battled some injuries, you know, not always a starter. What type of maturity, what type of growth did you see out of Mike?
He did battle some injuries, some shoulder injuries, and had rehab, grueling rehab at times, you could tell. And then, you know, when he got healthy, he was really good and really durable. And he's a by-example type of leader, which is always the most genuine and the best kind. He is somebody that we've always, you know, he's taken coaching extremely well, and he's been a stalwart. He's that's probably the best word to use to describe him.
If I could follow up real quick with Mason, with Mason being a 4-year starter, I mean, it feels like that was kind of a no-brainer for him to be a captain. What do you see character-wise, what do you see development-wise with Mason, and specifically since you've arrived at Michigan, like how Mason's grown?
Character at the highest level. He's developed into a coach on the field. He is one of the most versatile offensive linemen I've ever been around. When you can play tackle, start there, then last season moved to center, was one of the best in the conference, and now back to tackle. He could be an outstanding guard as well. He's intellect at a very high level and character at the highest level and ability at the highest level.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Your next question is from Heather Denick, ESPN.
Jim, how much does your non-conference schedule every year factor into how long it takes you to figure out what kind of a team you really have?
I don't feel like the non-conference schedule factors into determining what kind of team we'll have.
Why is that? I mean, some coaches say, look, we're playing a top-ranked non-conference team right off the bat. We're going to find out how good we really are in game one. And others say it doesn't necessarily matter. Do you sense a difference in your team because you're playing a ranked opponent?
I mean, in terms of finding out where you are factor,
yeah,
after the first game is I see that as definitely a factor at that point. Building the team, I took your question as how does building your team, I was thinking of it as you were asking it, as you were building it in the off season and in training camp. So that who you're playing really at that point, I don't think factors in, but after you play your first game, and I think you have a better understanding of where your team is when you play a top-notch opponent, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's questions from Ben Balch, LA Times.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
I wanted to know if you could assess the job that Jed Fish did as an assistant on your staff and how close you feel that he may be to being ready to be a head coach?
Well, go in reverse order there. I think he's already ready to be a head coach. I think he's an outstanding coach and became very good friends. So I think great coach, good guy, and definitely ready to be a head coach. We're pulling for him, excited for watch what his team does this year.
And one follow-up, what do you expect his offense to look like at UCLA?
I'm excited to see that. I don't know for sure, but I would expect it to be good.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, very excited to see it.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Nick.
Hey, we saw a lot from, in terms of natural kind of ability from Tariq and Donovan, their receiver in spring. How much has that grown throughout the summer, and what have you guys seen from them in camp?
I've been really good right from the beginning. They've been fast friends, roomed together when they first got here in the winter, and they've remained close, and they've also pushed each other. Noticed that they both strive to be as good as they can be and make each other good and better. Noticed that, but two guys that are mature beyond their years in terms of talent and effort and focus, really, is also key ingredient there and why they've been so successful. And that's just good home training. The outstanding players and youngsters to be around. Two of my personal favorites on the team.
And then I got to know, what inspired you to start a podcast?
A family football, and talk about sports, and it have my dad on it and be able to talk to other members of the family and talk to friends. It seemed like a good idea, so we're going to give it a shot.
Thanks, Jim.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And your final question is from David Evans, Sports on Earth.
Jim, what goes into the process for preparing for a transfer quarterback like Florida might roll out against you guys this week? Like, how do you weigh what he did in a different offense versus what he'd play in on Saturday? How's that prep work?
You go on information that you know and that you've seen, and you try to anticipate. At not just the quarterback position, but at all positions when you're playing in college football, that first game, there's no exact tape to look at or to have an understanding. So you're trying to predict and anticipate and build your game plan around that, knowing that there will have to be INAs taken. You're going to have to improvise and adjust as the game unfolds.
How does that difficulty compare to, when you're preparing for a transfer quarterback or transfers in general? How does that difficulty compare to just, guys you've seen before that you kind of know?
I don't know that much. I don't know. I can't give you an exact comparison of what the percentage is to a guy that you saw play last year versus on the same team versus a new guy. Quite a bit, different in college football because there's a lot of new guys that play from year to year. Teams differ, throughout college football from one year to the next. But to answer your question, I don't have an exact comparison or percentage.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Okay. Thanks a lot.